It was 27 years ago that a man in Australia with a can't-miss idea for winning lotteries turned his attention to Virginia's game, which, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, was offering what was, in the context of those times, a fabulously rich jackpot.
Right, this story is by Julianne Brockwell, a reporter with the Washington Post, and it's about a fellow named Stefan Mandal. He was a Romanian who found a way to game the Romanian lotteries back in the 80s. In fact, he made so much money he was able to escape Romania and take his family to Australia, where he then tried to figure out how to outwit the Australian lottery. Well, they closed off all his avenues. Basically, his play was to buy up all the combinations. Australia changed their rules, but across the Pacific in Virginia, they had some rules that caught Mandel's attention. They had fewer numbers, and the rules, and this is key, allowed you to fill out and print your tickets at home.
The Virginia jackpot was $27 million, not near the top of the scale these days, but a nice piece of money in 1992. Now, the story says Mandel and 2,500 investors had 3 days to buy all 7 million possible numbers. David, how is that even done?
They got 30 computers and 12 laser printers and 20 tons of paper. They printed out all the combinations, and then they hired out a series of convenience stores in the Norfolk area to just shut their doors and run these tickets nonstop. It didn't quite work out the way they wanted to. They were only able to buy fewer than 6 million of the 7 million possible combinations. But as luck would have it, they did win, much to the chagrin of the Virginia officials, who for a while tried to, the story says, tried to delay payment. And, of course, it caused Virginia to change its rules.
Mandel's partners earned $1,400 on their $4,000 investments. Mandel himself collected a consultant's fee of $1.7 million. David, dog owners are expected to scoop up canine waste when it lands on a city sidewalk, but now and again they may forget. In Roanoke, some will soon have an incentive to remember.
This story is by Matt Chittum. He is a longtime reporter with the Roanoke Times, and the problem in downtown Roanoke is a lot more people are living downtown now, estimated 2,000 people, and they have a total of 300 dogs, and what that leads to is dog poop on the sidewalk.
Now, everyone's been essentially on the honor system up until now, but a group of landlords, maybe taking a cue from the other end of the dog, has decided to put some teeth into the regulations.
They've come up with a program using modern criminal DNA techniques, and that is if they find dog do on the sidewalk, they will test it for the DNA. Residents who own dogs will have to register their dog's DNA. So if there's a match, there's an automatic $250 fine. This is not the city, this is the property owners. And if there's a second violation, there'll be a $500 fine and possible termination of the lease.
And David, to build up their database, they'll have a DNA collection party for owners and dogs.
Yeah, and of course that is called Yappy Hour.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.